Greetings in the name of Jesus. This is Mose, and I'm here to bring the daily inspiration for the 26th day of the month. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you as you seek the kingdom of God. God said that we are to seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. God said, ye are the salt of the earth. Ye are the salt of the earth. And so he wants us, you and I, he wants the church to be faithful. He wants us to serve him. He wants us to be concerned about the condition of the church, the condition of the world. He wants us to pray. I don't know what it is, but God wants our prayer. God expects us to pray. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and all, and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. He has given us a commandment there in Matthew and other gospels there. He has given us a commandment to go out to all the world and preach the gospel, baptizing them in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. This morning, dear Heavenly Father, I just pray, oh God, that you would pour out your Spirit upon me this morning, today, as I share the Word of God. I don't want to share my own words, but I want your holy anointing to be upon my lips, dear God, that I may bring an inspiration that is from God, that I may bring an inspiration that is filled with the Holy Spirit, an inspiration that brings glory and honor to your holy and wonderful name. Oh, Lord God, I commit it to you in the name of our beloved Savior, Jesus Christ. And for his sake, amen. Okay, this morning again, in Daniel, I want to consider what Daniel did there. Daniel, he came to God. Daniel 9:3, then I set my face toward the Lord God to make requests by prayer and supplication, with fasting, sackcloth, and with ashes. And I prayed to the Lord my God, and made confession, and said, O Lord, great and awesome God, who keeps his covenant and mercy with those who love him, and with those who keep his commandments. And as I have encouraged you before, I encourage you again. Read Daniel here, and read what he did. In Daniel chapter 9, verses 3 through 19, read what he did about the condition of Jerusalem and the condition of the temple and how he prayed and the temple was restored. Jerusalem was rebuilt. The temple was rebuilt. But Daniel prayed. Daniel was a man of God and he prayed. So I would encourage each one of us that we might seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness and pray and allow God to work through us, to put a burden on our hearts, to take the sins of the people, take the sins of the church, even the sin of the nation, upon our backs and bring them back to God and say, God, we have sinned. I have sinned. I have fallen short of the glory of God. Oh, may God help us. May God give us wisdom. May God give us direction. May God raise up a people that are full of the anointing of God, full of prayer, that spend time on their knees and praying. Oh, God, have mercy on us. Mercy on us. Our churches as a whole many churches are in a deplorable condition. Men and women, girls and boys are seeking after the pleasures of this world. They're seeking after the adornment of this world. But God said, adorn yourselves. Can't quite get the quote there, but it says, adorn yourselves in holiness. That's what it's talking about. God wants us to be adorned with holiness, with righteousness, with his jewels. Not after the ways of the world, not after the jewels of the world, not by the wearing of jewelry and the makeup and all those things. But God is concerned about what our heart looks like. God is concerned about those things. God is not concerned about the outward appearance that we adorn ourselves the way the world adorns themselves. That's not what God is concerned about. God is concerned about our heart. And God doesn't want us to adorn ourselves in the ways of the world. But God wants us to be truly adorned in his ways, seeking first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. And then he said, all these things shall be added unto you. Oh, my dear people, set your face toward God. Come to God in prayer, in anguish of soul. Take the sins of the people upon your heart and pray them back to God. Come to God with a burden on your heart and allow God to put that burden upon your heart. The burden of God's people, the burden of the ruin of the churches, the ruin of the nation. Oh, that you might take those burdens upon your heart and pray them back to God, even as Daniel did here. It says in chapter 9, verse 13, as it is written in the law of Moses, all this disaster has come upon us, yet we have not made our prayer before the Lord our God, that we might turn from our iniquities and understand your truth. Therefore, the Lord has kept the disaster in mind and brought it upon us. For the Lord our God is righteous in all the works which he does, though we have not obeyed his voice. And now, O Lord our God, who brought your people out of the land of Egypt with a mighty hand and made yourself a name, as it is this day, we have sinned and done wickedly. Daniel is taking the sins of the people upon himself and says, we have sinned. We have sinned and we have done wickedly. We have done that which we have fallen away. So, my dear people, where are we today? Where is the church of today? Where are we? Where is the nation? You know, there's three things that I would like for you to look at. The land of Israel, back in Daniel's time, and what Daniel did about it, the condition of the churches today, and what we can do about it, the condition of the world today, and what we can do about it. Or I should more precisely say that the condition of our country, the condition of our country, and what we can do about it. And I know we're in the time of the that is going towards elections, and they're going down into the finals to come up with the candidates for president. So who is going to be our next president? Are you going to vote for our next president to make sure that President Hillary does not get into office? Or are you going to fall on your knees and implore the God of heaven? What are you doing about it? What are you doing about the election? Let me just ask you a question. I want you to ponder this. As a child of God, what's going to count more? Your vote at the polls or your vote before an Almighty God? Which one do you think carries more weight? If you pray, if I pray, if we all pray for God to move in the hearts of men, you know, if I go to the polls and cast my vote, that's all the further I go. That's one vote in how many millions? And what chance do I have to put in the right vote? Furthermore, how do I know who to vote for? I have never personally met these people. I haven't gone to church with them. I haven't lived with them day by day. How do I know which is the right person? We know that presidential candidates are usually full of lies, and they try to make us believe that they will do this and they will do that, and yet when they get into office, it doesn't happen. So, where do you think our vote counts the most? You know, God wants us to pray. God wants us to pray to the God of heaven, and he wants to influence the people. So, if I go and cast one vote, and then go on my merry way and think I've done my duty, well, how does that compare with falling down on my face and imploring the God of heaven to influence the people to vote for the man of God that you have chosen, the man of God that God himself has chosen for this country? You know, that's going to count many more votes. And so here we are this morning, again, at the time. It's high past time to quit. And God bless you. Thanks for listening. Come back again tomorrow morning and see what God has for us tomorrow. God bless you. God be with you. God's name is to be exalted. And God wants us to seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. God wants us to pray. So, are you going to pray? Are you going to pray? God bless you. My phone number is 717-656-9576.